Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
American Special Forces swoop into Somalia, take out pirates, and rescue two hostages, the same Special Forces that killed Osama bin Laden. Covert kill teams, lethal under cover of darkness, deadly ambassadors for U.S. interests overseas. It's Thursday, January 26th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Todd Zwillick with you this morning, filling in for Celeste and John, who are out. This hour, we take a look at American Special Ops and their increasing role representing U.S. interests around the world at the tip of the spear. Why new privacy rules at Google mean somebody may be watching you pretty much all the time. And what is it about rich politicians? We've almost always had them, even though they're almost always accused of being out of touch. A discussion on the history and reality of wealthy presidents. But first, here's what you're talking about.
Hi, my name's Lorraine. I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale. Thinking about the undercover operations that were going while the president was making his State of the Union address reminds me of The Godfather, the movie.
The execution of the five families while Michael Corleone takes communion. That's art imitating life and imitating politics for that listener. We'll have more on that story later this hour. We'll be talking to a former commander of SEAL Team 6, and we always want to get your take at 8778-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check in on the morning's top headlines. Federal Reserve signaling yesterday that it does not expect the U.S. economy to fully recover for at least another 2 years. The Fed announced it's going to keep short-term interest rates near zero until then. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke explains the need for lower rates.
When the economy goes into a very weak situation, then low interest rates are needed to help restore the economy to something closer to full employment and to increase growth.
The surprise move sent the dollar sharply lower in markets and caused U.S. government borrowing costs to fall. Now onto the campaign trail, where it's a two-man fight in Florida. Tonight is the state's final Republican presidential debate, with Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich attacking each other in recent days over personal and professional vulnerabilities. At a forum on the Spanish-language Univision broadcast yesterday, Gingrich brought up Romney's Swiss bank account in an attempt to paint his rival as out of touch with the economic hardship felt by most Americans. Univision host Jorge Ramos later asked Romney about his personal fortune.
How much money do you have?
Well, you tell me, and I'll tell you. No, I'm kidding. It's between 150 and about 200 and some odd million dollars. I think that's what the estimates are.
Newt Gingrich also faced uncomfortable questions of his own during his turn at Univision. Gingrich was asked whether it was hypocritical to criticize President Bill Clinton's infidelity in the mid-90s, just as he was carrying on an affair of his own. Gingrich tried to bat away that accusation by arguing that Clinton had lied under oath and that that was the real issue surrounding impeachment of the president. Another blow to organized labor in the traditionally union-heavy Midwest. Indiana is poised to become the first right-to-work state in more than a decade after Republican lawmakers cleared the way yesterday to ban unions from collecting mandatory fees from workers. Held captive since last fall, an American woman and Danish man are on their way home after the dark of night rescue earlier this week by U.S. Navy SEALs. The commando shot and killed nine captors and then flew the freed aid workers on to U.S. military base Camp Limonier in Djibouti for immediate medical assistance. The United Nations envoy to Libya says militia groups have caused a surge of unrest and are holding thousands of people in detention centers. And two buildings, one of them nearly 20 stories high, have collapsed in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. Four people have been pulled out of the rubble alive, but others remain trapped. Let's check in on the markets now. Asian markets are up, European indices are up, and futures are also up. The Dow starts at 12,788, the S&P begins at 1,326, and the NASDAQ will open at 2,818. Later this hour, we're talking about accusations that Mitt Romney's wealth makes him too out of touch to be president, and we want to know what you think. If you're sitting on a pile of money and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, are you unqualified to be president? Let's face it, we always accuse our candidates of being being out of touch are rich candidates, and then we usually elect them anyway. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. Coming up next, the story of SEAL Team 6 in Somalia and how they are becoming U.S. ambassadors for interests at the tip of the spear around the world.